You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Isabella Scavelli, 17, reports a sex assault to Brooksville police. The very next day, as the teen opens her front door, Isabella is killed in a hail of gunfire. Cops say Leonard White, the man accused of the sex assault, hires two men to murder the teen.
Nancy, according to police, Sheldon Robinson, 21, and Kishon Woods, 22, were offered $10,000 for the murder-for-hire conspiracy. After agreeing, Robinson then brazenly asked for help on social media, saying he had a cleanup job to do. He offered to give his accomplice $5,000 and cocaine.
White, Robinson, and Wood now charged with conspiracy to commit murder for hire. A naked man gets into a fight with a Vegas cop, then steals the cop's patrol car. Clyde Cabalison, 29, pursued by officers over 5 miles, but then the naked driver crosses the central lane, drives into oncoming traffic, and crashes into an SUV. The SUV occupants suffer critical injuries. The naked driver, 29-year-old Clyde Cabalison, now facing multiple charges, well, and of course, public indecency. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in California as prosecutors reveal that a Los Angeles man has been charged with murder for allegedly killing his wife and her parents and then putting the severed body parts into a trash bag. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said in a statement that 35-year-old Samuel Haskell has been charged with 3 counts of murder with special circumstances of committing multiple murders. If found guilty, Haskell may spend the rest of his life behind bars without the possibility of parole. Haskell was ordered to be held without bail, and his arraignment was postponed during a court appearance. Haskell shared a home in the San Fernando Valley's Tarzana neighborhood with his wife, their 3 small children, and her parents. The suspect was detained last week, according to the police, after a human torso was discovered in a bag placed in a garbage dumpster. According to the DA's office, 37-year-old May Lee Haskell and her parents, 72-year-old Gashan Lee and 64-year-old Zan Ying Wang, were last seen on or around Monday, November 6th. Authorities say that Haskell was captured on camera that very same day, throwing something in a dumpster in the neighboring town of Encino. The prosecution has stated that Samuel Haskell was taken into custody the following day after someone searching through the dumpster's trash discovered a woman's torso inside a trash bag and dialed 911.
We're now hearing from authorities that the torso is believed to be that of Haskell's missing wife. However, our friends at KNBC-TV are reporting that the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Department says the remains haven't yet been formally identified. Now to Washington State, where the first witness testimony has been given by the defense for the 3 Tacoma police officers accused of Manuel Ellis's death. The 2 witnesses called were familiar with a 2019 incident in which Ellis was taken into custody while under the influence of meth. In an effort to have some witnesses and evidence from the 2019 incident removed, the state said that Ellis's arrest history had no bearing on what happened on March 3, 2020, the night he died while in Tacoma police custody. The defense was attempting to paint Ellis as aggressive and violent, this according to prosecuting attorney Patty Eek. 3 Tacoma police officers are presently on trial for Ellis's death. Matthew Collins and Christopher Burbank face second-degree and first-degree manslaughter charges, respectively. Officer Timothy Rankins has been charged with manslaughter in the first degree. When sentenced in January, a man found guilty of the 2005 death of a federal agent in Tucson may receive a life term, this according to authorities. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Ryan Philip Schlesinger was found guilty of second-degree murder by a jury this week in relation to the November 2018 death of Deputy U.S. Marshal Chase White. 41-year-old White was just 4 days away from being deployed as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve at the time of the fatal shooting. Prosecutors have revealed that the married father of 4 was said to be a member of a group of Marshal Service agents attempting to execute a felony arrest warrant at Schlesinger's residence. A criminal complaint states that Schlesinger had been following a female Tucson police sergeant. The 26-year-old reportedly came out of his northern Tucson home wearing body armor just before his arrest, which followed an almost hour-long standoff with law enforcement. Schlesinger entered a not guilty plea to 13 accusations, which included assaulting a federal officer and murder.
The death penalty was first requested by the prosecution in the case. However, in August 2022, they dropped the motion.
Thanks, John. Nancy Ng, 29, heads from her California home to a popular yoga retreat in Guatemala for a week. Ng made the trip before and is excited to return. Just days after she gets there, the retreat organizer calls her family saying Nancy has vanished. She was officially reported missing 5 days after she arrived. The State Department and the FBI investigating her disappearance along with Guatemalan authorities. A private company has been helping her family search. Using boats, drones, divers, and helicopters, they've all come up empty-handed. Nancy Ng last seen kayaking with other tourists from the retreat. If you have info on Nancy Ng, please contact police or the nearest U.S. consulate. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.